Markets had modest gains today. The Dow was up 50 points, closing at 9,547. The NASDAQ and the S&P each gained around 1%. The owners of Stuyvesant Town and Peter Cooper Village are at risk of foreclosure. Real estate analysts say the Tishman Speyer Real Estate Group and BlackRock Private Equity are now close to defaulting on more than $4 billion in loans. Tishman and BlackRock paid more than $5 billion for the complex in 2006 at the height of the housing boom, but they were not able to get the revenues they expected from the rental buildings. Also today, an assessment by the Federal Reserve of the nation's economy finds conditions stabilizing or improving almost everywhere. In New York, the Fed noted employment agencies are reporting an uptick in hiring, but the residential and commercial real estate market still appears to be weak. 1 year after the financial meltdown, charitable organizations in New York face a changed world. Almost three-quarters say they're receiving less money in private donations. Government support is coming in more slowly or is simply being cut. And the need for services like soup kitchens, workforce training, and heating assistance is way, way up. Jack Krauskopf is director of the Center for Nonprofit Strategy and Management at Baruch College's School of Public Affairs. He's the author of The Helpers Need Help, a study of nonprofit human service organizations in New York City, released today. Welcome to WNYC.
Good to be here. Good afternoon.
You surveyed more than 200 organizations in the New York area. What kind of, I mentioned a few of the services they provide. Tell me what your average group that you looked at looks like and what their role is in New York City.
Well, they cover the whole range of social services. We worked with the Human Services Council of New York City, child care, child welfare, employment and training, housing, homeless services, senior citizen centers, services to youth, mental health, and more. These are organizations that are some very large, some quite small. The median organization in the survey was about 2 to 5 million in budget, and serves around 5,000 or fewer people.
So these are all organizations that rely on that are sort of contracted out by the city to help with social services, and they rely on the city for funding to do so.
Exactly. More than 90% receive public funding, most of it from the city. They receive private money, too, and that's essential to the operations of many of them. And as you noted in your introduction, both the public and the private sources are down substantially. So,
right. One of the more stunning findings in your report was that 60% of these groups are reporting cash flow problems. 30% say they have nowhere to turn for a line of credit.
Well, these organizations, many of them have inadequate reserves. They've suffered these funding cuts, and they have only a few months or less of funding to carry them along. And they don't have endowments to sustain them, and they lack these lines of credit.
Right. You mentioned endowments. I imagine, though, that even if they had an endowment like a college or a university does, that would be a disadvantage, too, because of the many groups that rely on interest income are also reporting huge hits and huge losses because their endowments, the quality of their endowments are eroding on the stock market. So is it necessarily a bad thing that they don't have a huge pool of endowed money to turn to at this time?
Well, even if the endowment is down, it still provides a cushion during difficult times, and only 28% of the organizations have endowments, so they lack that that cushion when they need to turn to it.
Your report found that even groups that are continuing to get government funding, meaning they weren't cut in some attempt to patch up budget deficits, they're reporting that the funding is taking longer to get to them. Can you give some examples?
Well, organizations which rely on contracts need those contracts to be timely. They have to be registered through the government's process, and the payments have to start when the services need to start. And very often that doesn't occur. It's an issue that's known to city government, and they're working hard on it, but it's not an issue that's been solved yet.
Very briefly, your report doesn't make any recommendations, but I wonder, from having looked at the responses you received from the organizations you surveyed, what lessons you would draw.
Well, these organizations can't stretch much farther. They've laid off staff. They've cut employee benefits. They need stabilization in their public and private financing. They can't continue to take staff cuts. They must have faster payments on their contracts. Internally, some organizations can do a better job of analyzing their programs and determining how to shift staff and costs to be more economical in their operations, but most have done that already.
Jack Krauskopf is director of the Center for Nonprofit Strategy and Management at Baruch College's School of Public Affairs. Thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you.